The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Base, hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base. It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead.
That's right. Bobby Baseball, Royals, Yankees, playoffs, Kansas City, October, brisk, cold, dark by 6:30.
Yeah, I don't like the dark by 6:30, though.
Oh, God, I do.
Oh, God, I hate it. Oh, it stinks. My daughter was working last night. She goes, you're going to have to drop me off. I go, what time do you get off of work? And she goes, 7:30. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be pitch black out at that time now. I got to come get you. You can't take the scooter anymore because the sun is not out. So yeah. I don't like the 6:30 sundown, but I do enjoy some playoff baseball. I love the fact that it's 6 o'clock tonight out at Kauffman Stadium, and Vern will be out there as well with us celebrating with Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Royals fans. That's where we find our guy Josh Vernier. And Verner, you're up early for a game tonight. You ready to go?
Oh, I can't wait. I thought morning show hosts would love when it gets dark early because it kind of guides you to bed.
No, not at all.
I love it.
I can go to bed in any kind of, light and whatnot. But to me, it just signals the end of summer. Like I was driving around yesterday going, I'm ready for spring. Like I hate winter, Vern, those cold, dark nights, the gray sky. January and February suck, but it's going to be so much better with a World Series championship. And it's not hyperbole for me anymore. I look at the way that this team is built, Josh, and I just don't see how the Yankees are going to win this series and who's going to beat the Royals. They're doing it in every aspect of the game right now.
Yeah, no, again, coming away from that Game 2 victory, the feeling that was undeniable was the fact that this team does indeed feel like it's in total control because, yeah. Man, all you need to do is remember what first made you believe in this team. Whether it happened to you in April, May, maybe it took you until June, maybe you waited until after the All-Star break. There was a point during the regular season, not saying that in June you knew that the Royals were going to have the Yankees on the ropes and they were going to be on the cusp of the ALCS. But whatever that point was over the course of the regular season where you said, wow, this isn't same old Royals. This is a good team that's going to compete until game 162 at worst. When that happened, the reason why that happened was Reagans and Lugo, the defense, the base running, Bobby, Salvi, maybe even you were dialed into the stats and you knew that Vinny was as clutch as they come. Well, all those things are still there, and now the reason why I think you feel that way, Bob, is because what you're seeing from Zerpa and Schreiber, Bubich, Urseg, we haven't seen Daniel Lynch, but he hasn't given up a run in more than a month. The bullpen, to me, is what takes this team to another level, because yes, as we saw in Game 1 and Game 2, Waka nor Reagans get to or finish, really. Neither one finishes the fifth inning, and I wasn't sweating it. Man, if you would have told me in April, May, June, July, August, or game 162 that Waka and Reagans wouldn't record an out in the fifth inning in game 1 and 2, respectively, of the ALDS, I'm definitely chalking it up as a Royals loss. How many conversations did we have about, well, we all know how this season ends. The season ends when the bullpen gags away a lead in October. A good bullpen puts you right on the same level, in my opinion, as the San Diego Padres. Padres might be a touch bit more well-rounded, even with the loss of Joe Musgrove. But that's why, in my opinion, I feel like this team's in total control. I think that's the reason for your optimism as well. There just isn't a team as well-rounded. There are other good teams. There's no great teams. But I don't see a team that is far and away in a different class than the boys in blue.
No, I think it's going to be a San Diego Kansas City World Series, Vern. I think that could be the most exciting World Series, you know, I mean, just from an atmosphere standpoint, a player standpoint, like those are two fun teams to watch play. And I think America will love them. You know, I don't know if this is going to change baseball in a sense, but like your big spenders are not built to win in the postseason. And we see it all the time now. The Yankees are great for the regular season, and then they fizzle. The Dodgers the same way. We're looking at the Phillies getting ready to be eliminated. Those are your three biggest spenders in baseball, and they're all going to be eliminated in the DS because they're not built the right way. Like, money gives you the opportunity to do things that other smaller teams don't have, but you have to have the right mix of players, and money doesn't buy chemistry. Money doesn't buy success. Money doesn't buy you the ability to go out there and play free and clear, which the Royals are doing. And the Yankees aren't, man. Like, if you're not smiling and having fun, you're not giving yourself an opportunity to win. And that's kind of where I see the Yankees and Royals right now.
Yeah. You say go out there and have fun. It reminded me of, even though it's a terrible show, the names are big time. The Fox pregame on for Major League Baseball, Big Poppy last night,
Big Poppy said it, yeah.
Yeah. His message to Mookie Betts and Mookie goes deep right out of the gate. A few things to that. First of all, as far as a possible Padres-Royals World Series, that would be unmatched, right? Padres have never won a world title, and Kansas City is as raucous as they come. For as much as some might think, oh, baseball would want Yankees and Dodgers, and maybe they would, man, if Game 2 isn't the perfect example of why you don't want to see that, Yankees fans left the game early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a 2-run, 3-run game, and they were taken off in the 8th inning. Dodgers fans don't show up until the 5th inning. No, I want no part of a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. I want, you know, my wife and her family are going to the game tonight, and they're going to be walking through the gates the second that they open. That's Kansas City, right? We're getting in there, and like Eric Hosmer and Salvi used to talk about from the 2014 wildcard game, they knew it was different the second they came out to warm up. Not first pitch or when you are going live on national TV, so start waving the towels. No, when they're coming out to stretch, the place is already rocking. So that's what I'm expecting tonight. As far as the fun that the Padres and the Royals are having, that's also a reflection of likely the top two candidates for executive of the year. AJ Preller and JJ Piccolo have done a great job of maneuvering on the fly, right? JJ's retooled this bullpen twice over the course of the past 12 months, and AJ Preller's always moving and shaking, and it seems to be it's working out for him this season. Now, as far as the build of a Yankees, a Dodgers, the Phillies, I think that's more of a reflection of the postseason structure. Now, I was never really a believer in the Yankees, and the injuries to the Dodgers rotation, I think you knew eventually was going to do them in. If you don't have anybody that can record it out in the fifth inning, in the fourth inning, right? Yankees starters haven't gone deeper than 3 1/3 in like 3 or 4 postseasons. Denny Matthews says this all the time. Baseball's postseason is now built to eliminate the better team.
Yeah.
You know, you're not saying that the Yankees are a better team than the Kansas City Royals. But the home teams, the teams that get that home field advantage, get the top seeds, it's not always built to their advantage. And as we all know with the game of baseball, anything can happen. That's why when you're playing 162, I don't see a need for a dozen teams to make the postseason. I know who the four best teams are, who the six best teams are in the sport. I don't need a tournament to this extent, but this is where the money's made, so I understand why baseball does it. I'm not a big fan of it. So I don't think it's a knock necessarily on the Phillies. I think the Phillies are still a great team, and I still think they got a pretty good chance with Zach Wheeler going in Game 5. I think it's more of a, this is a game where it's about who's hot. And, you know, Detroit's hot, the Royals are hot, the Padres are hot, and the Mets are red hot right now.
Yep.
So those are the teams that look like they're going to move on to the CS.
Well, Vern, unfortunately, I didn't get to ask you a question. You got a busy day. I got to get you going.
I'm long-winded, dog. That's I'm okay. Fired up. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'll see you tonight. I'll sit right next to you and hold your hand if you want. But have a good one, and we'll have a bunch of action tonight with the Yankees and the Royals in Game 3 with Seth Lugo.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you very much,
Appreciate
Vern. Take care. You bet. That's Vern. He's our buddy. He's our insider here on 96.5 The Fan. He is brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Kansas City Royals fans. Don't forget, 7000 Squibb Road, 10 a.m., Fesco, Mac, and myself will be standing outside. Mac will be shirtless, giving away shirts to the first 100 playoff-themed people that come in here. You get 100, the first 100 t-shirts. That's all we have, 100 t-shirts,
right.
Only 100 t-shirts. Playoff-themed shirts from our guys over at DM Injury Law. Come out here, and if you have four people in your car, you get four shirts.
You don't come up and say, I got a family of four, I need four shirts. You're getting one shirt.
He's very, very adamant about that. Coming up on the other side, we get to Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Missouri signs 71 northbound with an accident before 75th Street. Checking it out on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. The right lane is blocked, and you've got heavy delays beyond Bannister and building into the Grandview Triangle. Lee Summit, US 50 westbound, still slow approaching 3rd Street with an accident. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
1985, we came alive with the wind, we put the birds right back in the pit. Yeah. 2014, left the sour map bum, and now it's 2015, and we're back and we're coming. Straight out of cross, man, straight off the block, man. Got Johnny and the Z, man, straight going off, man. Salvador, Salvador, where you at? Sneak and stick the cheese past the hungry rat. As a matter of fact, it's like that was me too. My Sunday's at the K in those powder blues. You don't know where's the ace and the K is the place. So come on, KC, show the three how we play.
Turn up, Daddy. That's right. Turn up, boy.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Put this on your Spotify list.
Or not.
What? I'll bump to that in the parking lot, man. I'll toss some bags, drink some wheats, smoke some cigs.
When you come pick up your t-shirts at 10 a.m. in the station parking lot, that's what we'll be blasting.
Yeah, dude. We'll have we'll go into Sterling's office and steal the engineering radio and blast that thing on repeat.
Yeah.
I'll take my damn shirt off and stand on top of my car. Wave around like your head like a helicopter. Shout out PB Pablo.
Wow, that was a...
I wonder if he's still alive. for those asking, hour and a half is normally when gates open. And then the parking lot, I don't know,
man. Like, are you tailgating or what are you doing today?
Yeah. That's not a great song from the 816.
No. Thanks, coach.
Yeah.
Just because we play it because it was breakfast. I mean,
no masterpiece.
We don't have if it wasn't for breakfast every day, folks.
You would be okay to put some A1 on that steak.
And it's not because it's well done.
No.
But hey, you know what? You can just YouTube. I did that last night. I was, kind of drifting away into the evening. And I was like, I wonder how many, because I heard a song on this radio station that I listened to, and they were playing like Royals songs from when they were in the playoffs in 14 and 15.
Yeah.
Some of them were decent. Okay. Some of them are okay.
There are a few that kind of are catchy.
So I went back and I'm like, in YouTube, I'm like, Kansas City Royals, like theme songs,
yeah,
or postseason songs, and like that one came up, and I told Mac about this morning. I was like, "Dude, you gotta
remember that from 10 years ago, yeah, right?"
Somebody
straight out of Kaufman.
I mean, somebody.
People
did
had
it.
Their shirts, the straight out of Kaufman T-shirts and that's whatnot. Right. Like, fun. People got on, you know, on the bandwagon and had fun with it, as they should. And you know, just because you make a song doesn't mean it's good. You know, Cody knows that as well as anybody.
Oh my. Somebody says, for nostalgia, can we get Royal by Lord?
I didn't like that song either.
What? That whole album was great.
Eh, not a fan.
Yeah, I figured.
Not a fan. I got to have music that kind of gets me excited. That just...
meh. Like, it's a good song, but it's not like a pregame.
I think the problem is it got overplayed.
Like, it's just not like, yeah. What does that get you excited to do?
You ready for some playoffs? Yeah, no, it's not. It doesn't give me like
a can be Royal.
I just had.
I mean, you got to put a little bit more respect on her name than that. That's disrespectful.
Not really. Nah, not a fan. It's okay. You don't have to like everybody in music or sports.
You don't have to make fun of them.
I'm not making fun. I'm just singing the song.
What? You just literally made her sound like a terrible singer.
I think that was Bob trying.
Was that you too who's singing it? Mac wasn't just me. Max over there going, I don't particularly like the song. Just because she says Royal doesn't mean I have to like it.
I didn't say it too.
No, Patrick Mahomes like cheeseburgers. Well, we've all better eat them then.
It's like, I don't know. I think Bob Dylan's a terrible singer, but I think he's a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I could not literally listen to more than 5 seconds of Bob Dylan.
It's fine. Yeah. It's your opinion.
Yeah. Popular one. 3 weeks after listening to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, those videos
made more money, Dylan or Lord?
Probably Bob Dylan. He's 99 years old.
And the Lord ain't one, right? No. I mean, have we heard from Lord since that song? Like,
yeah, she's Randy Marsh. What? That's true. That's what I watched. She's Stan Marsh's dad.
It's ridiculous.
It's fact. I mean, I don't know. You can call me a liar. What song hits harder, Royal by Lord or Brett Beachtown? It's still
Brett Beachtown.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, that's got a shirt after it.
I mean, yeah, that is a movement, my man.
Yeah, come on, who's better, the Chiefs, the Jets? Like, this is not hard. Come on, Brett Beachtown.
Play the Johnny Cueto song.
Okay.
I don't know. People just, you know.
Becoming way back Wednesday for the Royals. I like it. All right. What was it? Johnny Cueto song. All right. We'll get that, that lined up.
Johnny Cueto.
I mean, and then show the picture of him in the bed.
Oh, Lord.
Was he like with a horse or something? Or
it's interesting. Yeah, I remember that.
French toast had never crossed my mind.
Oh, God, we're doing this again.
There'd be no strips of bacon on the side. No eggs of any kind. If it wasn't for breakfast. If it wasn't for breakfast.
Hey, that's better than Lord.
It's so good.
Somebody says that song by Lord is straight ass.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Well,
oh, that's good.
There you go. Anyways, let's get into Max Pack.
It's time for Max Pack.
I don't know how to follow that up.
You don't.
I really don't, and I won't. That's okay. Let's get to some Max Pack. Okay, who's the most likely to hoist a Lombardi trophy as of us headed into week 6? Okay, number one, it's easy. Like,
it's
we don't even really have to go in it, but I will because I want to. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, 5-0.
Wait, hang on. Dominique Foxworth said, though, that the Ravens are better than the Chiefs.
That's my fault. Let me
because
re-rack
of an unfortunate toe.
Yeah.
You're right. That was a brutal take from Dominique. And we'll get to the Ravens later in this list. But the Chiefs are number one. I think they have the best defense in the league. And I think, you know, we were kind of hesitant to say that maybe last season throughout the year. The playoffs happened. We're like, wow, they really were the best defense all year. And this season, I don't think we've got to wait. This is the best defense in the league. And I really don't think there's huge competition. There's not like some Cleveland Monstars. The Ravens aren't what they were last year. The Chiefs have the best defense. They have a top five offensive line. Yeah, I know the best quarterback and the greatest quarterback of all time hasn't looked like it these first few weeks. He showed us a glimpse last week, and they're still 5-0. They can do it with anyone. I think it was Colin Cowherd yesterday who I heard say, everyone's circumstantial but the Chiefs. That is the case. The Chiefs don't rely on circumstances. It does not matter if their star running back's out. It doesn't matter if their top two wide receivers are out. It does not matter because Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes are inevitable, as is Chris Jones.
I've been saying it for years, and people never want to believe it. They don't want to buy in. And now all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah. You've been saying that for like 5 years. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. It's like the video that I go back to all the time, I think it was during COVID, and Frank Caliendo did the schedule release. And, you know, they're like doing predictions, and he was Andy Reid, and he's like 17-0. And they just kept flashing the Mahomes jersey, right? Like, he just kept, like, I'm making the face on the camera so you can watch. He's like, and it's true. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the cure-all, and Andy Reid is the cure-all to everything. And people are like, oh my God, aren't you upset about Rashi Rice? I'm like, who is that again? No, I'm not. He'll be fine.
They'll figure it out, and they're going to be number one for a while is probably my prediction.
And the reason they can figure it out now, too, is because the defense now, as you mentioned, is the best in the NFL.
It is.
And it's just the way it is. Like, I hate to break it to the rest of the NFL. We're on autopilot, man. We are. We're on autopilot.
Well, they changed their entire facial structure as a team. They went from a offensive, we're just going to be the Legion of Zoom, to now we're going to be the best defensive team, and we're going to run a 14-man set with tight ends, and we're going to run the ball with Kareem Hunt. Oh, and by the way, when we get Pacheco back, we're going to run the ball with him. And then when it's negative 17 degrees outside and cold, have fun.
I mean, see, that's the...
They're going to be boring, but they're going
to
win.
Who cares? They're going to win. Right? I'm not here to make you excited about watching football in Tuscaloosa. Right, here's the thing about that, though. Like, I think people are waking up this morning maybe around the NFL and going, Kareem Hunt hasn't lost a step. Oh, crap. They're going to get Pacheco back, too. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to have Hunt and Pacheco in that backfield. And like Dusty said, when it's 20 below zero and we got a home game in the playoffs and we're shattering helmets, it's going to be because running backs are running through that line of scrimmage.
And you're going to run with Forston, Blake Bell, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, and receiver Juju or Worthy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what do you do? Do you get ready to get punched in the mouth? Or do you? Oh, and by the way, there's an offensive line there that's pretty good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's November 15th. Chiefs are 8-0. And, oh, we get a Hollywood Brown report. Oh, he's ahead of schedule.
He's ahead
coming
of schedule,
back.
And
all of a sudden, everyone's
getting a three-peat shot, right?
Is it week 10 you play the Bills?
That sounds right to me. Yeah, week 10.
They better not lose again.
And, spoiler alert, we won't get to the Bills
Buffalo
in this Max
Bills,
back.
November 17th at Buffalo.
Okay. Number two, the Minnesota Vikings. They didn't look great this week, but the London games, I don't really take a lot from them. I mean, they're always strange. They're always weird. The
Jets
field's
defense.
Weird. Jets defense is solid.
Pretty good.
Yeah, solid,
pretty
right?
Solid. Too soon?
I like that.
Don't escort me out of here by security.
They are a tossed solid. Everybody gets escorted out by security, though. Like, that became the biggest no story ever yesterday. Like, you want to talk about clickbait? Robert Saleh escorted out by security. Yeah, when you get fired in companies, they always take you out.
And they probably, it was probably very nice. Hey, have
it
a good day.
It probably was. The guy was like, man, I love working with you.
Yeah, sorry about this,
sorry
man.
Sorry about
sucks.
This. Yeah.
Holding him by the arms, dragging him out.
The story took off like it was like, oh, my God, like Saleh was doing something. He got fired. Security took his key card, took him to the car, and that was that.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell, we've talked about him every week. The Minnesota Vikings, they have the best receiver in the league. Their Brian Flores is fantastic on defense. He's kind of like Spags. He dials up the blitz way more, but he does like to come after you. Baltimore Ravens, number three. They're fantastic. I think the defense has taken a large step back, and I think that is going to be huge when they have to face the Chiefs or the Bills or whoever it is. I mean, the Bengals put up 38 points on them this week. Okay,
how are they fantastic?
Because the offense is really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
I think Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are starting to figure it out. I think John Harbaugh and Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, are starting to go, okay, we're actually going to live through Derrick Henry. John Harbaugh, after week one, was like, yeah, we're going to, you know, Zay Flowers, Justice Hill, Mark Andrews, everyone's going to be involved. We're not here to – and now it's like, okay, no, Derrick Henry's how we ride
Derrick
or die.
I mean, he's shown a lot already this season. You wonder if the wheels will fall off later as he gets, you know, as the season gets on. But, I mean, his first 5 weeks have been really good.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, I mean, he's an anomaly.
Minus Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. And the Chiefs, yeah,
nobody
amazing
runs against the Chiefs.
No one does.
Nobody.
No one's averaged, I think, 3 yards a carry against the Chiefs.
Barry Sanders and Walter Payton, like, I'm glad I never had to play the Chiefs defense.
Who runs against the Chiefs? Nobody.
Detroit at number four. Bye week, but I'm still putting them in here.
Okay.
I think they're a well-rounded team. I think the defense has actually taken a step up. We brought up Aiden Hutchinson last week. Didn't get to watch him this weekend.
Right.
But that's a guy who's going to maybe be a top five DPOY candidate this season. I think that really matters for the rest of that team. That secondary gets a little Swiss cheesy at times.
Right.
But the pass rush helps. You got Jared Goff. You got a litany of offensive weapons. I'm going to go Detroit at four.
There was a time when the Miami Dolphins fired their coach, Regis Philbin, in the middle of the season. I think it was after a London game.
Mm-hmm. Is that your final answer?
It is. And Dan Campbell was promoted as the interim coach of the Miami Dolphins.
That.
And then they interviewed him for the head coaching job and didn't give him the head coaching job.
Find out who the next coach is on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It's okay, Bob. They have the genius Mike McDaniel, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Their Dolphins are good.
Him and I are wearing the same pants today.
And then number five, Texans. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Texans.
So again, Chiefs,
Vikings, Ravens,
Ravens,
Lions, and Texans.
Can I ask who's right outside the pack?
It'd be the Bills are close.
Okay.
Bills and the Packers would be my honorable mentions.
That's what I thought. I thought Packers or Bills.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Who's the bottom feeders?
Well, coming in at number 32, you fire your coach. You're the worst team in the NFL. The Jets are number 32. They are a rudderless ship right now that is being run by a guy who licks toads and Aaron Rodgers and only cares about himself. How about chicken Aaron Rodgers yesterday canceling his McAfee appearance, moving it back till today?
What a wuss.
I mean, that whole story.
I actually think that's smart. Like, for the first time in a while for Rodgers. Because who knows what he would have said, and I'm sure his like agent or PR guy's like, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And he's still going to say something egregious today.
Of course he is.
But
I can't wait to see what he has to say. That's why it's a great bit. Number 31 are the Patriots for me. I mean, they just stink.
Drake May, baby.
They just stink, yeah. I think that number 30 are the Cincinnati Bengals. They are not a very good football team right now. They have no direction. They're probably going to have to fire their coach. The Dolphins at number 29. And then the Carolina Panthers come in at number 28. On the outside looking in, I've got the Las Vegas Raiders, who this week, folks, this week, in the middle of the season, are now having a quarterback competition.
Between Aiden O'Connell and Minshew.
That's exactly right. So if you have a quarterback competition in week five between anybody, let alone Minshew and O'Connell, you don't have a quarterback. They should play quarterbackless. Just do the Wildcat the whole time.
Is Pierce going to get canned this season?
Boy, I don't know. It's the
After
Raiders.
After 1 year?
I mean,
I know. That's...
The problem is the Raiders aren't cash solvent. They don't have any money.
Right.
And so if you fire Antonio Pierce, you got to pay him off, then hire a new coaching staff again. Like, I think he survives because they don't have any money to buy these guys out.
Maybe Bengals coming in at 30, though. Wow.
Maybe they'll get Bisaka again.
Yeah, they should have kept him to begin with.
Well, classic Raiders.
Yep.
Raiders gonna Raider. Just like Chargers gonna Charger. Derrick Henry sucked last week until overtime. Well, it mattered then.
He had like an 80-yard run and won the game
for
him. And
they didn't give him the ball the whole fourth quarter. And that's what I'm saying. I think they're going to learn.
Sucked because you had him on your fantasy team or sucked because, you know.
Like, come on. Won in the game. 2 weeks in a row, he's won in the game.
I do want to get into this while we have a little bit of time. With the Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and New York Jets thing yesterday. Because as you remember, it breaks about, what, 9-ish in the morning?
Yeah, 9 o'clock hour yesterday.
So, you know, right when our show's getting ready to end, and by gosh, all we knew at the time was that Robert Saleh was removed from his duties and fired as a coach, which I'm sure he loves, and I'm sure that he's okay with because he can just go, like, Pat McAfee will say in this clip that you will hear, he can go on vacation and he gets a guaranteed contract, so he doesn't really care. And then, Bob, I went home yesterday because Monday was a late night, took a little hour snooze, longer than normal, normally the 25, 30 minutes, the perfect time period. And I woke up to just like six new legs of this parlay. And I was like, this is, from what I heard at 9:15 to what I'm hearing now at 11:15, was insanely different. This was McAfee talking about Glazer's tweet.
Allegedly, Jay Glazer talked to Robert Saleh after the firing, and Coach Saleh was blindsided by it. Certainly disappointed, but wasn't that he wasn't going to be given the opportunity to get things going with what he said is a very good roster. So Coach Saleh still thinks, you know, that what they had in the locker room was good. He thought he was going to maybe be given the opportunity to turn it around. That's what Jay Glazer's reporting. He is not. He's been canned. He's been fired. He's been released. They've decided to go their separate ways.
He's going on vacation.
You know, normally that is how he's going on vacation, is what was reported by Mike Silver, I believe.
And to think that, like, and you know, you and I both agree, when Jay Glazer reports it, it's 99.8% accurate.
Real. Yeah, yeah, like Glazer talked to the guy. Like, yeah. Glazer's the best insider out there.
So now we have, and here's what I put together. I'm going to let you just take it away. Here's what I think happened, and I'll listen to you.
All right.
So I think what happened is Aaron Rodgers basically, Robert Saleh was like, Hackett, I'm the head coach. Our offense sucks. We got to figure something out. You're the guy to blame. Demotion. Hackett calls Rodgers immediately and says, he's going to fire me. I'm going to get fired. What do we do? Rodgers, instead of calling Saleh or instead of calling somebody else, calls Woody Johnson.
Right.
And says, hey, man, you brought me here for a reason. You told me who to bring in. You told me what to do. This is what I want to do. If he's going to do that, I just won't play. I'll take my ball and go home. And Woody Johnson, with his back cornered in a wall, with a superstar and a face of the league, not the face, but a face of the league, basically said, well, I can't let that happen. So that's why it felt blindsided. That's when he came into the room, and that's when he said, hey, buddy, you got to go, and we're moving on, and you're not going to talk to your teammates, you're not going to talk to your coaches. Here's the security guard to make sure everything goes all right, and see you later. And that's, in my mind, what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's very ironic to me that 5 minutes after Nathaniel Hackett was, quote-unquote, allegedly demoted from play-calling duties, Robert Saleh was fired as head coach. Because Aaron Rodgers strikes me, and look, I don't think it's anybody's, nobody's like shocked. He's a narcissistic, self-centered human being. I mean, that's just who he
who
is.
Who licks toads.
Right, who licks toads, yeah, who lives in dark. And you know, toad. So Aaron is narcissistic, and he's self-centered, and he's all about himself. And it was never about winning a championship with the Jets. It was trying to do one last thing for himself. That's what this thing was all about. That's why you bring a loser coach with you, which Nathaniel Hackett is. I mean, the thing in Denver, I mean, it's atrocious, right? He's a loser. So you bring a guy that you know you can, I don't want to use the term beat up, but bully a little bit. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers bullies Nate Hackett because Nate wants to be friends with Aaron, and then you start assembling this roster of has-beens and never-will-bes around you, and you're sitting at 2-3 right now. And so I do believe that's what happened. I do believe that word got to Aaron Rodgers from Nate Hackett. Nate, you know, went in and had their normal Tuesday meeting, and you know, you're the head coach, you're Robert Saleh, and it's your ass that's on the line. And you look at Nate Hackett, go, dude, like, Zach Wilson scored 93 points last year at this point in time. Aaron Rodgers has scored 93 points at this time. It's just not working. We need to change some things up a little bit. So, you know, Bobby Von Bobby is going to call the plays, and you're still going to be the offensive coordinator, but we're going to turn the play calling duties over. 5 minutes later, Robert Saleh's fired. Are you telling me that Woody Johnson just out of the blue thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire my coach right now, 5 games into the season, when we're playing for first place, right? That's the other thing people forget. If the Jets beat the Bills, which is a very beatable team, the Jets are in first place in the AFC East. A playoff team, if they win this game, they are in first place and would be hosting a home game if they win the AFC East. So 5 minutes after Nate Hackett had his play calling duties taken away, the head coach is fired. I mean, we're all drawing that line. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and say on Pat McAfee today he had nothing to do with it. He's a liar. Nobody believes Aaron Rodgers anymore, right? Aaron Rodgers has done this to himself. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. And man, if you're one of those other 52 dudes in that room, you went and called daddy? What kind of guy are you? Like, Full Metal Jacket again. You know, like, you went and cried to your dad after some stuff went down on the playground instead of handling your own business, and you got this guy fired.
Well, not only that, it's like you called your dad's dad.
It's yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
It's like being in the restaurant industry. You don't go talk to your general manager. You call, like, the regional manager.
Yeah.
You're or like, why would you do that?
Like, people go to the restaurant and complain to the manager. Did you talk to the server yet? Did you have that conversation?
No.
Odds are you didn't. You just went and complained to the manager, Karen, right? And so Karen Rodgers went and complained to the manager and then got the coach fired because they have a dope as offensive coordinator. I don't care that he grew up here in Kansas City and went to a Blue Valley high school. That is irrelevant. So don't peddle that nonsense. He sucks at his job. He's ridden Aaron Rodgers' coattails. And then Aaron Rodgers found out it ain't working. So they were going to make a change, which they should have been making. And he went and cried to his dad's dad and went and saw the manager and got free Starbucks for a year.
Well, if you remember, this was played a lot yesterday.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
I bet you don't have the stones Kansas City to call this radio station and tell us the last time you got lucky. Because apparently the Royals got lucky on Monday night. And I want to know, 913-586-7965, when's the last time you got lucky? It is a Royal Blue Wednesday. The Caribbean cruise ship is ready to take going. And I want to know, 913-586-7965. I bet you can't call that phone number. I bet you can't get on the airwaves and say the last time you got lucky. You can text us all the time and say our takes are wrong and that our stories are off point. But I bet you can't call this radio station and let us know the last time you got lucky. 913-586-7965. This is Dusty. That's Bob Fesco and Mac Morey. It's 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get sun. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
That's right. That's what this segment's all about. It's about you. Because I don't think you can let us know the last time you got lucky. Jazz Chisholm says the Royals got lucky on Monday night. Bob Fesco said he got lucky on Saturday night. Didn't really give any details.
I think that's right, Jen, right? Saturday? Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're talking about that sort of lucky.
No, I mean, I think we won the lottery or something. One of them scratcher tickets, nice. You know? Got a free ticket.
Won the sex lottery. Two Powerballs on that night. But no, 913-586-7965. Jazz Chisholm says the Royals got lucky on Monday night, so apparently that's the last time the Royals got lucky. Jake in Kansas City, when's the last time you got lucky?
I got lucky last night. You know, we're all lucky. We're all Kansas City fans right now in the best era in the history of the world to be a Kansas City fan.
No doubt.
My wife made me a pork butt last night.
She
so
porked
I got
you?
Real lucky.
Look at you. Your wife porked you.
My wife porked me.
I love it. I love it, my man. Good for you.
How about Jake? See, Jake's got the stones. Not only did Jake let us know he got lucky, Jake let us know he got porked.
Yeah, nothing like a good pork.
913-586-7965. When's
my
the
wife
last
got
time
porked
got
yesterday. She took my chops that I made, mm-hmm. and she's starting to like the pork.
Yep. There you go. Off the Blackstone?
Yeah.
913, text line. I got lucky three times last night. Call in and let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
This isn't a text segment.
No, we're not texting. We want your lucky stories.
Yeah.
Do you think Jazz Chisholm meant to say they got lucky, or do you think that was just a word salad?
I think he meant it.
Okay.
I don't think he's shy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think he's definitely not.
Like if Aaron Judge said it, I'd be like, well... He's normally a good, cool, calm, collected guy.
Right.
Sucks he plays for the Yankees. Sucks it's the playoffs. But he's one of those guys where I'm like, if Aaron Judge, like, yeah, you know what? There's a couple plays he got lucky on. And he'd be like, dang it. Whereas Jazz Chisholm is like, yeah, they just got lucky.
Yeah.
It's like, but okay.
I just listened to that because the whole thing, it was really good. He was right about everything. You know, we didn't make some plays here. But then he ends it with, they just got lucky. So I'm like, was he thinking that through? Was that just a word salad? Was that a mistake? Like, I just don't know where the luck came from, Jazz, because you ain't got none tonight.
But you wanted the big salad. Logan, when's the last time you got lucky?
Last time I got lucky was playing disc golf. Threw it from the tee pad, went all the way out, smacked the top of the basket, and landed right under the basket.
Hell yeah.
Wow, there you go. Way to go on that one.
You love that? See, people are getting the gimmick.
Right. I never played disc golf in my life.
No, I play real golf.
Yeah. I play disc golf all the time.
I'm sorry.
Very good. Very good at it.
Okay, good. Did you get a scholarship somewhere for that?
Nerd USA. We go to
listen
RJ.
To that podcast.
RJ, when's the last time you got lucky, sir?
Oh, Monday, sir. My wife and I have married 13 years. Mm. Have a
praise be.
Special halftime special after every Chiefs, during every Chiefs.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
this game.
Halftime's only 12 minutes.
You only need five, Bob.
Yeah. Yep, there you go.
All right.
So you got lucky during halftime during the Chiefs game on Monday night.
What section were you in?
Home run.
Frozen. Like, absolutely frozen. Oh, it's great. Let's go to Nick in Kansas City. Nick, when's the last time you got lucky?
Oh, I got lucky Sunday night.
Oh, man, the confidence in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday night. Oh, yeah, he got lucky. Mm-hmm. I just love that. Yeah. There's no details. Just let you...
Sunday night.
Let you imagine what happened. Why does every guy so far sound the same on the phone?
Nah, well, because, I mean...
Alex, when's the last time you got lucky?
Last time I got lucky was the Royal Series against the Yankees at New York, and I was a Sonic Slam contestant, and Renfro hit the second pitch of the inning out.
Oh, so, nice! Congratulations! Nice.
How much money did you win
tonight?
How much money?
$1,300.
Nice. Hell yeah, man!
So you got lucky twice in one night.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Let's see some more homers tonight.
No doubt about it, brother. Good job, Alex. Way to hit that. I love hearing that.
That's cool, man. $1,300
Sonic Slam inning, and then. Slam.
Yeah. 1,300 big ones.
All right, let's go to Jay and Lee Summit. You're already lucky because you're from Lee Summit, but go ahead, Jay. When did you get lucky last time?
Yeah, I got lucky living in Lee Summit. I got lucky being born a straight white male in the USA. I got married.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got lucky, Jay. Congratulations. Well, you know, you can't win them all. Let's go to Joshua in Kansas City. Go ahead, Josh.
So over the weekend, it was Sunday, I went to a gas station with a friend of mine. He bought $15 scratchers in a row, lost on every single one. I'm not kidding. I bought the next one, and I got $15.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, gosh. Did you do it in front of him?
Oh, you bet I did.
Now, if he didn't buy 15, would you have bought one, or you just said, you know what, since you bought 15, I'm going to buy the next one?
Oh, no, it was only because he bought the 15 and lost. Yeah. That was it.
Oh, so you saw him lose first and then went and bought ticket.
Right. Yeah, I'm right.
Oh, man. Did you go buy more with it and keep scratching winners? I wish that would have happened.
That's
Josh,
awesome. I love it, man.
The cash, I just laid in front of his face.
No
dude.
Doubt about it. You want to smell it? You want to smell it?
Oh, man, I love it. That's fantastic.
We go to Kayla Williams in Kansas. Go ahead, Kayla. When's the last time you got lucky?
So my birthday, my 34th birthday is tomorrow. And
happy birthday, by the way.
I appreciate that. And I got lucky by getting tickets to the game tomorrow. I never been to a playoff game. So
all right.
I got tickets by going to the game tomorrow.
Did you have to buy them, or did they give them to you, or did you buy them?
So my family's a season ticket holders, but my wife's family, and so we just got back in town from New Hampshire, and they asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm at least if I can get off from work and find some babysitters, but unfortunately, I was going to go today and tomorrow, but we couldn't get babysitters to watch the kids.
Leave
so
them alone.
My wife is going to go today, and then I'm going to go tomorrow.
Nice. Well, happy birthday. Enjoy the game.
Happy birthday, Caleb. Hell of a baseball gift. Or a baseball gift. The birthday gift, I mean. That's fun, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where else would you rather be? Celebrate your 34th birthday than watching the Royals beat the Yankees and clinch the ALDS right in front of your very eyes at Kauffman, huh?
Brad, when's the last time you got lucky or a last phone call?
I got lucky last night and woke up this morning with 60-year-old Royal Blue Balls.
All right, well, that's how you want to go out, I guess. I'm Dusty Likens. It's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. Thanks for letting us know the last time you got lucky. On the other side, we will be joined by the one and the only Tim Kirkshin on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.